Good morning, Drift Run Church. I'll tell you what, it's been good to be here this morning, has it not?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. I'll tell you what, I have been blessed. And I could go on and on like he said, and you could tell the story about how God has blessed us. And I could go on until we would be here all day is to tell you how God has blessed each and every one of us. So praise God, we're blessed. I'm going to be over in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. The 38th verse, starting with 38th down through the 40th verse. 2 Kings 4, 38. And Elijah came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servants, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out unto the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof, and wild gourds, his lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people, and they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you for the service so far this morning. I thank you for the singers and the message and song that they have given us, Lord. I pray, Father, now that the message would go out, Lord, the way that you would have it. I pray that you would use me, Lord. That, Father, that you would get me out of the way, but just use me, Lord, in a way, Father, that would be pleasing unto you. I pray, Father, that hearts and minds would be receptive here this morning, and we will give you the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. Jesus is soon to appear quickly, is he not? I believe he is. The time of his appearing is approaching just as quickly as lightning comes out of the sky. Am I right, brothers and sisters? We can see it. The world is plagued. We see that also. There was wars and rumors of wars and all the things that the Bible has told us about that's coming to pass. I believe that that Jesus Christ could split the eastern sky any time. He could do it. I believe that. There's violence, there's terrors, there's earthquakes. I could go on and on about that to let you know, brothers and sisters, that Jesus Christ is coming back. Governments across this world, you know what they do? They have set up and commissions, and they have done committees and summits and all manner of things to try to get and figure out what's going on with this world, Jonathan. And I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, I know exactly what's going on with this world. They need Jesus Christ is what they need. They need Him as their personal Savior. And I'll tell you what, whenever they come to realize that, they could put all the committees away they want to. They could take all the UN councils that they want to, that they've set up to govern over all these worlds. They could take it all and set it apart. What we need is Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what we need. Sociologists in the world today are wondering, what's the matter with the families? I'll tell you what, I can tell you what's the matter with the families. We need families, more husbands and wives that come to church and not just send their kids to church. We need husbands and wives that bring their kids to church. We need grandfathers and grandmothers that come to church. We need that in this world today, in the country that we live in. And praise God, if we had that, we could need a whole lot more psychology out here in this world today. Do we not? Amen. The only answer for this world, and especially for this country, is we need Jesus Christ is what we need. Amen? Just like the scripture I read, there is a dearth in the land today. People aren't just hungry, they are starving to death today. And I'm not talking about a physical starving. You know, the little side note to that, me and my wife just took that trip out west. We went by thousands of acres and acres of corn. And I said to her on the way driving out there, there is no need why anybody in this country should ever starve to death. Ever. If you look and go across this great country we live in, there's just acres and acres of corn and soybeans and going on. But anyway, that's just a little side note. But the dearth that I'm talking about, which means famine, is there's a famine of the Word of God in the land that we live in. And you know why that is, brothers and sisters? It's coming from right behind the pulpits that these churches have out here in the world today. Preachers do not preach the Word of God anymore. They preach to tickle people's ears. They preach to make people satisfied, and they want to hurt nobody's feelings. They don't want, oh Lord forbid, that we would step on anybody's toes and let them know that they need to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, that they need Him, they need to put away all the nonsense in their lives and come to Jesus. If you know, Lord forbid that we preach that anymore, people get mad and leave the churches because of stuff like that. But you know what? We need to preach God's Word wherever it falls, if it's to 2 or 3 people or if it's to 120 some people. We need to preach God's Word. We need to do it. There's a dearth in the land. And you know what? People are spiritually starving to death. They are doing that. They're spiritually starving. Why? Because of what's coming from behind the pulpits anymore. Exactly why they're starving to death. There's too many programs. There's too many seminars. Too many things to try to make people, you know, get them in church and keep them happy. You know what? We need to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I'll tell you what, that'll do what nothing else in this world can do. We don't need all the seminars. We don't need all the entertainment that we have sometimes in these churches nowadays. We need Jesus Christ preached. There's a dearth in the land, all right. There's a famine in this land, all right. And it's because the Word of God's not being taught, not being preached. Amen? It's like a plant that's called nardoo. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not. It kind of pops up after the rains over in Australia. Where they get it and they eat it. And it's really good to eat. And it's really it really will fill them up real good. But you know what? There's no nutritional value to it whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you eat too much of it and you think that you're getting plenty to eat, your body starts breaking down because there's some kind of nutrients that it don't have. And that's the way some of the Word of God is being preached today, okay? Amen. Praise God. There's no bite to it. There's no nutrients. There's nothing to it to help us to get a hold of God and to grow closer to Him. There's nothing to it. The Holy Spirit's not involved in it. You folks know me. I believe that the Holy Spirit needs to be involved in things. I believe that the Holy Spirit of God can do things that nobody else can do. You know what? I can stand up here and preach on my own, but it ain't going to touch people's heart unless the Holy Spirit convicts. That's what I said. We need the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit can take care of all these seminars that people go to in this world and try to find out how to better their lives. You know that? I feel the greatest need in the church today is to have a close encounter with Jesus Christ. We need that. We need to have a close encounter with Jesus and His Holy Spirit. We need Him firsthand. If Jesus said, He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, and I will draw all men unto me. I tell you what, whenever He is lifted up before the congregations of the churches in this country today, I want you to know that all people can be drawn unto Him. Amen? The churches will be back on fire again for the Lord. Amen? That's what I know it sounds like a broken record, but we need revival in the church world today. You know what? You people say, oh, we need revival in the United States. We need revival in the churches. We get revival in the churches. We will have revival in the United States, will we not? We can have that. But we need that revival in our churches today. You know what? Before we can ever start thinking about straightening up the world, we need revival starts with each and every one of us, does it not? It starts with us. Too many watered-down sermons. I'm sorry. And I'll keep harping on that today. There's too many of them. They're just watered down. And they don't want to let the world know that sin is sin. Just like that song they sung, or I like that song they sing about out in the barnyard. You know what? He asked me if I was politically correct. I'm not no way, shape, or form. You folks know that. There's no political correctness about me when it comes to sin. I'm not up here to stand and be mean to anybody. I will not do that. And you know where I stand on that. But praise God, whatever sin is sin and we do not call it out, guess who's going to stand account? You are and I am. We're going to stand account for that one of these days. We need revival in our churches foremost. We need a genuine burden and for the lost in our churches nowadays. Do we not? We don't need this condescending attitude that's out there nowadays. We don't need this attitude where we put people down. You know what? We need to have a genuine burden for the lost that's in our families. We need to have a genuine burden for the lost that's around our communities. We need that. We need to praise God. And like it said in verse 38 here, the people were hungry. They had a physical hunger. You know what? There was a dearth in the land. There was a famine. They were hungry. And praise God, I believe the people in the church world today are hungry to hear the Word of God, Patty. I believe it. I believe people, I believe that they are hungry to hear the Word of God. Just like these people here were hungry for food, the Word of God needs to be preached and people are wanting it, are they not? They're wanting it. The churches are hungry. They're missing something. And they quite don't know what it is. You know that? Did you ever do that? You don't know quite. You're hungry for something, but you just don't quite know what you want. But you know what? Praise God. Whenever it comes down to this, I believe that the Word of God can show us what we need. If we soak it in, if we eat it in, praise God, He'll show us. Church, I want us to be prepared for a great movement of God. And I believe that. Over in Acts 2, 17, it said, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." And I want you to know that's what talks about in the last days. And you know what old Elijah told him? He told them to go put on a great pot that they were getting ready to eat. I want you to know something, brothers. I believe as a church world today, and we're in the latter days, and I believe that we need to put on the great pot. I believe that God's getting ready to bless us. Amen? I believe that with all my heart. And I tell you, if I did not believe it, I would not stand up here and preach it to you, because I believe we are in those last days. I believe that He's wanting us to put on a great pot. He's wanting us to do that. The enemy of God has stolen the good stuff out of the pots in these churches today, and the people of the church today, and He replaced it with that nardoo I was talking about, something that's empty, something that's worthless. But praise God, I want you to know something this morning. God has showed me, and He's showing you folks, we are in the last days, and He is ready to start bringing the pot to a boil. He's ready. Elijah told him to get the pot ready. He said, "Food's coming. Get ready, folks. God is pouring out His Spirit upon all of us. And praise God, we are going to see a great revival in the country." The Bible talks about in the latter days, there's going to be a great falling away, but also there's going to be a great revival also before that. But praise God, we are going to see that in this country. We're going to see it in our churches. Why? Because I think people are getting sick and tired of the nonsense that's going on out here in the world. They're getting sick and tired of it. They are. You can't, right's wrong and wrong's right and all the other things that go along with it. But praise God, I believe He's ready to work. Elijah told them to seat the pot, get to boil. If you want to see the church on fire, brothers and sisters, us as individual vessels that we are, we come to this church to make one great pot. And how we can do that is let the Spirit of God work through us in our lives, set each individual on fire, every family on fire, and when you come to church, you cannot help but be on fire for God. You can't help it. If you come, don't come to this church expecting me to bless you. I'm not the one to bless you. Jesus Christ is the one to bless you. And it's really, and the true Word of God, and let the Holy Spirit work. There was no deception. There was no deception in the land because of the famine, right? Listen to what it said. Verse 39 tells us that the people had a heart to do God's work. Look at what verse says. "And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine there." They were willing. The one was in, they were willing to go gather the stuff to get ready. I believe the church people are willing. I believe they are. But they just need the direction of the Holy Spirit in their lives to get it ready. Well, the one went out there to gather. Said he went out there. They told him to prepare. When he got out there, you know what they were looking for? Whenever they had this big pot boiling and cooking, they were looking for satisfaction, were they not? They knew that the food was going to satisfy them, right? They knew that the food was going to give them joy. They knew that. They listened to God's Word, and they knew what was going to happen. They knew that. They knew there was going to be fulfillment. They knew there was going to be strength. They knew there was going to be life in that for them to eat and to have. Praise God, whenever the Word of God goes out right, is that not the what it should do? It should give us joy. It should give us satisfaction. It should give us all the things that, we're longing for in our heart and in our spirit. Whenever the Word goes after, it should do that. But you know what? We've got to be careful. But you see what it said right there? It said, when he gathered there in wild gourds, he found a wild vine. Too many churches are gathering from wild vines, are they not? Too many of them are grabbing stuff off of here and there and grabbing wild vines and trying to put them into these vessels and then trying to say that these vessels are full and that they're good to eat. And we found out what happened here. It said that when he put the wild gourds in there, it said that there was death in the pond. They put a poison in there. And I'll tell you what, too many churches today are preaching the wrong thing. They're getting a hold of the wrong vine. My Bible tells me that there's only one true vine. Is that right? There is. Praise God. You know what? And it tells us, and I got the scripture, and it says, listen to me, what it says here in John 15 through 16, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant know not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, that he may give it to you. Why did they say that? Why did Jesus say? Because he was the true vine. He was the true vine that we can put into these vessels of ours, that we can have hope and joy and peace and all the things that go along with it. Amen? We can do that. But we have to have the true vine. We have to have a hold of it. We can't grab a hold of these wild vines out here. We can do that, we're going to get a hold of the wrong thing. And praise God, I believe with all my heart, that you know what? The pot is boiling. He's ready. He's ready to start. To start using us and set us out here to try to bring the world and the lost and get the church on fire again for Him. And praise God. I tell you what, I'm ready. How about you? I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. Go on and let's just get a hold of it and grab with all we can grab, with all the gusto we can get, and serve the Lord. All right, I know that's short and sweet for me, I guess. Anyway, I tell you what, I'm going to have them, we're going to do something. I'm going to have them do the song. Let's do that last song you sung again. Let's do that. If there's a need here this morning, if you have been blessed, and if you feel like maybe you've not been blessed, this is the place up here to come up here to this altar this morning. Let's come up here and let's pray together.